It's Thursday, the day we read from your emails. Our report on states where presidential campaigning is likely to be heaviest next year drew this thought from Oliver Holman of Cambridge, Massachusetts. Your Friday program on battleground states, Mr. Holman writes, has rekindled my ire at the fundamental inequity of our country's democratic voting process. Rather than simply considering the current political climate in the battleground states, perhaps you should have addressed the reality for the citizens living in the remaining states. Our vote in the presidential election is, by comparison, insignificant, and we call this democracy?
Music critic Tom Manoff's piece about the memories he associates with the music of Dvorak brought this appreciation. It's funny to hear parallel thoughts about two of my favorite things from another person, aviation and the Dvorak violin concerto. That's from Rich Sherman of Atlanta, Georgia. He continues, I've been enamored with aviation since my father first took me to the Greater Pittsburgh Airport when I was still too young to even think of printing my name, almost 50 years ago. The violin concerto has been one of my favorite pieces since I first heard it as a teenager. Thank you for bringing these two disparate themes together and making my day.
Darcy Wakefield's commentary about her struggle with Lou Gehrig's disease and how it stopped her jogging ritual brought responses from fellow runners. Darcy reminded me what a gift it is to run, writes Long Beach, California's Floyd Flanagan. He heard Ms. Wakefield's story, coincidentally, while out for a run himself. Tomorrow, he writes, I will run again with a special lift. Thank you, Darcy, for letting me run with you.
Several listeners drilled us for airing the music of dental comedian Dan Greenstein. This email came from David Derrick of Brooklyn, New York. In my 10-plus years of listening to ATC, never have I heard a more annoying and or non-essential story than the 3-minute plug for some tone-deaf singing dentist from Florida. Jeesh.
And Dewey Blanton of Washington, D.C. offered this opinion. Florida dentist Dan Greenstein, the so-called singing dentist, is an imposter. I had the privilege, as privilege, to be a patient of the real singing dentist, Dr. Alan Carniello, tended my teeth for some 7 years when I lived in Manhattan, and his skill with the drill was matched only by his dulcet tones. A fan of the standards, the works of Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Tony Bennett, as each came over the office radio, he would burst into song. The effect, frankly, was better than Novocaine.
And finally, there's this note of thanks from Stuart Showalter of Orlando, Florida. I want to thank Joe Palka for saying, you're welcome, at the end of his story after being thanked. It irks me to hear reporters and others say thank you instead of you're welcome when the announcer thanks them for their story.
You're welcome to send your email to atc@npr.org. And don't forget to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.